Thanks for joining me for Weather and Ag from Focus, live from Commodity Classic. We are down here in San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to the 30th anniversary of Commodity Classic. Many of you have heard me describe it as the nation's largest soybean and corn business indoor trade show. There's a lot going on. I have had the opportunity to visit with folks from New York, Ohio, Nebraska, certainly the Dakotas. It's been a busy day already, and the trade show is just going to get started here at about 2:30 today. So what's been going on in the meantime? Why did people come to San Antonio? A lot of business sessions have been happening. So we have had the National Corn Growers and American Soybean Association having their business meetings today. They're talking about policies. They're talking about what needs to happen governmentally and so much more. So we've got a lot of things going on all at one time here for these organizations. The sorghum growers as well host their organizational meetings here. We just don't talk about sorghum a lot in our region. Not one of our more prevalent crops, you might say. So I have the opportunity today to be at the VIP event for Fendt, which is part of the AGCO brand. You would know them because locally those brands are sold by Butler Equipment. And what I am doing is I am in Fendt's booth right now. Which, when I say booth, I mean like this thing's a half a city block long. And probably every piece of equipment you can imagine is in here. Addison, I was able to send some video to you earlier. If you want to put that up on our live screen brought to us, live stream brought to us by Lighthouse Commodities. Lighthouse Commodities is a great firm. They have over 1 million acres contracted where they can talk about helping you market your grain more effectively. And then they bring us the opportunity to stream live to you on Facebook, YouTube, and Acres TV. And that's a shot from the cab of the tractor that I am in right now, looking at that booth. Little side note about Acres TV. I will be hosting panels for them tomorrow. I have one with Valent talking about a new burn down active ingredient they're introducing to the market. And then secondly, on Friday morning, I will be doing a panel with some social media folks. Michelle Martin, she is with AgMag out of Southern Texas, and also with Kelly Griggs of Griggs Farm that you see on YouTube. But again, today, thank you to Fendt. This is their VIP kickoff because Fendt, well, they are your partner for advanced ag machinery and smart farming solutions. Throughout our hour today, I am going to be joined by product managers. We're going to talk about the tractor lineup because the unveiling is going on today of the Vario 1000 Gen 4. It is a new 550 horsepower tractor, and it's looking pretty nice, and all of its options that go along with it right here at Commodity Classic. All right, I'm just going to address the elephant in the room, and some of you may say, but why do I care? What's happening with equipment? New equipment is something I can't afford. Farming hasn't been going that great the last 2 years. Okay, there's truth in that, not going to lie. There are pieces of equipment here that certainly not every farm is going to afford. But the reality is this. Down the road, this may be an item that you want to have in your lineup. Secondly, I'm looking at the fact that there's a lot of technology here that can even be used in an aftermarket situation. So you already own a tractor. Maybe you want to do some upgrades, whether it's with your software, etc., that you can certainly be doing alongside of what the equipment that you already have. Parts, service, warranties, those are discussion points that people are having here. From where I'm perched, I can see straight over into a booth. We're talking about tires. I know for a fact that just down the line is going to be companies talking about new herbicide options or fungicides that are coming to market. There's a lot happening here at Commodity Classic, and I'm excited to be a part of it and share so much of it with you. And again, we're going to be doing that via the live stream today brought to you by Lighthouse Commodities. Additionally, if you wanted to send an email, I've got my phone up in a little perch here in the cab with me, and you can send me emails, ag@flagfamily.com, and that is brought to us by Superior Grain Equipment, because you want to make sure to protect your farm's future with Superior Grain Storage, Drying, and Handling Solutions. You can learn more at superiorbins.com, but you can email me again, ag@flagfamily.com. And I'm also going to take phone calls. If you have questions, comments, you can do that on the JLA Insurance phone line. Nate Thorsrud, he's a farmer too. He knows that sign-up period is coming on March 16th. And if you have questions, you're going to want to talk to Nate. He can help you manage through some of those details and questions very quickly to make sure you're on track for crop insurance for 2026. Now, I'll also be joined down here by Tech Support Farm Chris Sherman. Chris is going to be here at the trade show floor. If, in fact, you have questions for Chris, maybe you want to do a fence check assessment. Well, you can stop him right here on the floor and have that discussion with him. Do the assessment. It's free. It's on the website at techsupport.farm. And then if you run into Chris here, you can visit about what you may or may not need when it comes to the cybersecurity for your farm. And I don't just mean cameras and solid internet connections. I'm talking about making sure that people can't hack into your email or other software on the farm. And if they do, Chris can help you to prevent that or to make sure that those breaches are minimized, which is very, very important to all of us today. You know, it's weather and ag in focus. We haven't even talked about the weather. Now, nobody may want to hear this, but it's probably about 80, 82 degrees down here right now in San Antonio. Now, I'm in a building, and I'm in a tractor cab inside a building, so I have no idea what the temperature outside might really look like, but I can tell you that it's a little bit warmer than home. So, let's see what Dean has to say about the weather today.
What a difference a day makes. Today, much quieter than yesterday, where we were dealing with freezing rain, some snow showers, windy conditions. Today, much quieter with a mix of sun and clouds out there. Temperatures a little cool for this time of the year. We'll have temps reaching the upper teens today, with winds on the light side out of the northwest. Now, for tonight, we'll briefly drop off into the low to mid-teens and then see temperatures rising towards morning as winds turn to the south. And then we'll have winds out of the southwest tomorrow, about 5 to 15, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It will be warmer with highs in the upper 30s tomorrow. We'll stay in the mid-30s on Friday, and then a cold front hits. We'll call it an Arctic front because temperatures will be falling quickly in the afternoon as winds turn to the northwest, and they'll be gusty, about 25 to 35 and gusty with falling temps, and that will lead to a much colder weekend with highs only around 10 above on Saturday and in the low 20s on Sunday with partly cloudy skies. And then as we head into next week, we're looking at warmer temperatures with temperatures in the 30s Monday and Tuesday. Slight chance of an isolated rain or snow shower on Tuesday. I'm not really worried about that. But the pick day of the next week to 10 is going to be next Wednesday, where we will have highs in the mid to upper 40s across the area. If that's not a taste of spring, we're getting some signs that we could see a storm system coming in here late next week or into that following weekend. Still a lot of uncertainty on that, but I'm not seeing a lot of precip across the area over the next week or so. So a little bit on the drier side. And looks like looking further down the road as we head into the rest of the month of March and even into April, the LRC is predicting temperatures at or above normal as we head into the start of spring. We're not done with snow yet. I think we all know better than that. But we could use a little more moisture around here, at least in some areas. And, again, we're not going to see much over the next week. But late next week, again, there is a potential for a storm system riding into the area.
Well, stormy weather will pass, and more things will continue to happen news-wise when it comes to what's happening in agriculture. Well, one of those announcements that has been most recently made was by Lee Zeldin. He's the head of the EPA here for the United States. And he made mention of the fact that the right to repair discussion amongst machinery manufacturers has been pretty hot in the last couple of years. So what's right to repair? Essentially, you as the owner of that piece of equipment are not always allowed to work on equipment that might be under warranty, might have new technologies on it because that needs to be serviced by a technician who comes from the manufacturer who understands how that machinery works, etc. Now, oftentimes the right to repair has been guided back to what was part of the Clean Air Act. And the Clean Air Act states that farmers and equipment owners are allowed to temporarily override emission systems when it is for the purpose of repair and as long as the repair returns the equipment to compliance. What Lee Zeldin has said is, we're not going to worry about that anymore. That's not in the spirit of what the Clean Air Act was about, and it will enable farmers or their local equipment folks, their local mechanics, to work on the equipment more readily than in the past. Also, that includes making repairs to DEF systems. And by DEF, I mean the diesel exhaust fluid systems on tractors. It's been a big problem in the last couple of years is, you know, whether or not DEF provides the efficiency that it's needed for some of these engines, whether it's tractors, over the road, and so much more. Well, this is going to be a bit of a repeal of that ruling within the Clean Air Act and try to clarify things, particularly for farmers. When I say that about equipment that's going to be rolled out, et cetera, certainly I'm excited about being here with Fendt today. They are showing off some very cool pieces of equipment. Tomorrow we're going to be in their Rogator talking about that. And on Friday, we're going to be looking in their combine. That Fendt combine is phenomenal. Many of you saw one like that at Big Iron. It's the big black Batman-looking machine. We're going to get all the scoop and details on those pieces of equipment over the next couple of days. Thanks to Trucker Al. He sent me a message this morning. He has a nephew here who's helping to kick off some equipment in a different booth. And I'll get a chance to walk by that, get some pictures, round it up to share on the live stream from Lighthouse Commodities tomorrow. When we return, I'll be joined here in the buddy seat by Arthur Santos. He's one of the product managers here for Fendt. We're going to talk tractors when we return. As a kid growing up in North Dakota, I never thought that farm equipment was going to be the big highlight for me that it is. But the older I get, the more exciting it is because this stuff is outstanding. It is high powered. It is going to do the job that you want done most efficiently. And we keep bringing new technologies to market. I am joined here in the cab by Arthur Santos, and Arthur and I are going to talk a lot about the unveiling of the new 1000 Vario Gen 4 tractor. Arthur, tell me a little bit about this 1000 Gen 4. What does all of that mean? Was that just an extension of a product line, or we already had 1000? What's going on?
We released the 1000 series in the market over 10 years ago.
Okay.
It was 2015 in Agritechnica in Germany.
Oh, we'll talk about Agritechnica. That sounds fabulous.
Okay. That was the beginning of this series, this product line that really kind of created its own segment of the market.
Okay.
Right? The 1000 series. And you can imagine the very first one, Gen 1.
Yes.
We are now in Gen 4.
Oh, wow.
And the exciting part, you were talking about power and efficiency. We've just upped the highest horsepower model that we have, the 1052,
okay,
will offer up to 550 horsepower. And people often ask about, hey, is this just a tweak in the engine? And it is not. The entire curve of the engine had an increase in the torque. So this is not just some tweaks.
Mm-hmm.
This is true 550 horsepower. We increase the power on the engine. We increase also, we reinforce the transmission.
Sure.
This is not just some tweaks. This is a more powerful tractor for sure.
When we talk about this Gen 4, 550 horsepower, what is this tractor designed for? Are there specific implements or jobs on the farm that you think about with this tractor?
This tractor is versatile to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
It can definitely do tillage.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
You ballast it properly. You get the proper tires. You can get the power to the ground and you can do tillage.
Okay.
A cue that's interesting there is a feature we have called VaroGrip.
Oh.
And that feature, you can, from some touches in the monitor, you can lower that tire pressure. So you get this tractor to be on the road. You increase the tire pressure with a click of a button.
Sure.
And then you can have higher speeds. You save fuel.
Okay.
You save tire life. You get to the field, to the implement that you ask. You lower that.
Mm-hmm.
The tires will go flat.
Okay.
You have more footprint,
uh-huh,
which will give you more traction. Then we'll get that power to the ground to carry a deep tillage or do any kind of fall tillage utilization.
This may sound like a silly question, but that essentially tells me you literally have an onboard air compressor on the machine, correct?
Absolutely.
Does that add an extensive amount of weight to the overall machine? Because we worry about compaction these days, and that's why we might be moving around that tire air pressure. How does that work?
When you think about the ballasting, all
yes,
these weights that we put in the wheels, in
sure,
the frame, the compressor will be just peanuts as part of the grand equation.
Okay.
We actually need to put more weight
oh
to that tractor so you can have that balancing between the ballasting, the weight,
yep.
the power to the ground, so you don't have slip, which is also something that you don't want.
Right.
Right? Let's say you're doing tillage. You can't have that slip. You will need that weight. And there's a very interesting balancing that you got to do between front weights, axle weights, and tire weights. You were asking about application. This is an awesome planter tractor.
Oh, very nice.
Right? We can have those big metric, the big tires, right? But we can have row crop tires. And when we talk row crop tires, most farmers will connect. But it means those skinny tires that will go in between the rows.
Yes.
So you can have the row crop duals. Mm-hmm. And this is a very, very common tractor that is used also for planting. A 60-foot planter or an 80-foot planter.
Yep.
Of course, the bigger planters.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company for 18 years. It's been quite a ride. I started in engineering back in Brazil, developing sprayers. Made my way into service, fixing problems was my thing. I really like it. It was almost a decade of after sales. And because my wife was not very happy with the cold weather of Jackson, Minnesota, that's when she said, we got to move to the south. And that's when I migrated to marketing. So it's been 5 years-ish in the marketing organization and working with Fant for almost half of this time because I had other brands in the beginning.
We've got about a minute before we need to hit our bottom of the hour news. You came from the working on planters within the company. What's a highlight about planters that I want our farmers to hear about for our region?
I wish we had an hour, not a minute. But no, I work with planters for the last 5 years, and the same way that Fendt reputation on tractors is from innovation is to bring features that nobody else has, and eventually people will copy. And we raise the bar. It happened with the planters. The Fendt Momentum planter has a floating toolbar that you cannot see anywhere in the industry. It has the tires in front of each other, so we don't have pinch rows. Mm-hmm. And agronomists and farmers that worry about compaction, they hear pinch rows.
They
don't like it. They know what I mean. It's costing. They're hitting their pocket. We have the low logic. It's the name, but what it means is it's the compaction system. We measure the weight of the planter, and we distribute that weight without the operator doing anything. It just sits in the cab, put in auto mode, and we measure the weight, and we push and we pull. We inflate the tires the same benefit of VeraGrip with compaction. We have the same on the planter. Right, as part of low logic. So I think the message is whatever piece of equipment you will have from Fendt, you will find the top of the top technology, whether it's on the 1000 series with increased horsepower. You can tune the horsepower range in the screen. You can bring that 550 to 400 because you don't need all the power in your operation. So all these features, whether it's a tractor or a planter, you will find the top of the top technology.
We came to plant a good crop. We came to do it uniformly. We want the best germination possible. Fendt is here to do that, whether it's with the pulling tool of the tractor or the tillage and the planting tools behind us. So Arthur, thank you. We are going to catch our news locally, and then when we return, we're going to be visiting more about the tractors with another one of our product engineers and managers here. And here we are at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you to AGCO and Fendt. They are our partners for advanced ag machinery and smart farming solutions. I am at the Fendt VIP event for their farmers, and there is a massive amount of farmers here who came to see what's new in the Fendt lineup. They're looking at all of the AGCO equipment. And I am joined today by Blake Bollinger. Blake and I are going to talk a little bit about tractors because, well, we're in one. And there's a lot of cool things that are happening in here. One of the things that we were talking about earlier with Arthur was the Barrio grip with the tires. But it's not just on this 1000 series tractor, correct?
That's exactly right.
Tell me more how that's working and what you're doing to build up your line in general.
Yeah, so we've actually launched two new models now. So we have the new 500 series and the new 8 series.
Okay.
So now all the way down to the 500 series through the 1000 series, as we're sitting in right now, we have Vario Grip available. So the tire inflation system, so it'll work both on your single tires or if you had duals front or rear, that as well. So
the duals is a good point. I hadn't even thought about that because I see duals on this particular machine, but I didn't even think about that. You would need to adjust on the fly. for all the tires involved.
That's exactly right. So yeah, it's not just, you know, one tire or the other, and it's also not just front axle or rear axle. We actually can do the front axle independently from the rear. So you will set a front axle field pressure and a road pressure, and then you'll do the exact same thing for the rear. So there may be times where you have a loader on the front of a smaller tractor, right, or you have a planter on the back that's full of seed, and we need to be able to change those around. So it gives you the flexibility to do that. And you pull in the field, and we want to kind of air down, and we want to increase our traction, increase our flotation, and we don't want to be making that compaction. You know, when those tires are aired up, they kind of almost have like a bubble effect, if you will.
Yes.
It creates, there's some really good diagrams out there you can look at, but it creates a hot spot, we're going to call it for now, that when we can spread that out, depending on the tire configuration, we can almost stretch that out about 30% and spread that out.
This is maybe an odd little question, but if you've got that onboard system for air compressors, you're taking care of the tires on this machine. What if a tire goes flat in my planter? Do I have to bring the service truck out, or can I use the tractor?
I would say it depends on what happened to the planter.
Okay, that's
very
fair.
Well depends.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we do get that question sometimes. What happens if you have a leak or something like that? What happens if a line gets ripped off? You know, sometimes folks put them in the mud or something like that. Yeah. In the event that happens, ours is actually a dual line system.
Okay.
So if those lines get pulled off for any reason, it's not going to deflate the tire. You're not going to be dead in the water. So we have a control line, and we actually have the line that the air goes in and out of. So okay. If that control line is not being opening that valve, it won't let air in or out.
You said lines. The farm kid in me immediately thought of hydraulic lines.
Yep.
But there are some things within these Vario series tractors, as far as hydraulics, that's really a step above what's been going on in the market.
Yeah, so specifically like the 800 series, one thing that's unique about our larger fin tractors is our dual pump systems.
Mm-hmm.
So traditionally when you hear dual pump, it adds more flow, but
sure,
it's tied all together.
Okay.
When we go to the fin tractors, so the 800 series, the 900 series, the 1000 series, and both our track tractors, it's a dual pump system, but we have separate valve banks.
Okay.
So the reason that's important is if we have a downforce system that is running 2800 PSI or max pressure, and we also have maybe a CFS system that takes a lot of flow but not a lot of pressure, in the past, you had to tie all those together, and what that did to the tractor was the tractor was then trying to pump 70 gallon a minute over max pressure.
Okay.
But now we can actually separate those out, and so we can reduce that fuel consumption and reduce a lot of that heat load that doesn't need to be there. So, and hydraulics take a lot of power to turn, and we've got up to 116 gallon a minute depending on the tractor that you're in.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of horsepower to be able to move that amount of hydraulic flow.
Well, speaking of horsepower, that's up front underneath the hood.
Yep.
But there's a lot more going on underneath that engine hood right now than there ever was before.
Yeah.
And you made mention of fans, not because it gets warm in the tractor in
yeah,
the summer.
Yep.
What's going on under the hood?
Yep. Couple things, really. When we look at fans, one thing that's really unique about fin tractors is we offer reversing fans.
Okay.
So in the past, typically, when do we clean out a radiator, right?
When we absolutely have to.
That's right.
Okay.
Right? If you're cutting hay or if you're putting hay in the barn, we kind of wait till the last minute. That's
yeah,
just the reality of what happens in the field. Now it's all tied to a button in the cab, so
okay,
you can set it to reverse automatically on a timed interval, whether you want it every 15 minutes or every hour, whatever that looks like. And then you can also do it manually. So if you get to a point, you're like, hey, we're getting some stuff built up, boom, hit the button, it'll blow everything off that radiator screen and let you keep going.
Good news, Blake. Tom is on the line and he wants to ask a question of us. So
alrighty.
Addison, if you could put Tom on for me.
So, real quick, Bridget, your guest touched on this question I had about the tires and if they get a flat. So if they get a flat, do you have to tell the service guy this is similar to a TPMS, and so you have to be careful with that indicator that's in the tire and they can't just ram this through? Am I correct?
The indicator is actually not in the tire itself, so it actually goes back into the line. So little different than like your vehicle where it has on the valve stem, it's got the tire pressure sensor there. It's actually back in the line system.
Sure.
So it'll actually send air and kind of pause and check it and then go back and forth that way.
Does that help,
that's
Tom?
Great. Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Thanks, Tom. He called us on the JLA insurance phone line of 701-293-9000, and anyone else can call with questions as well. I have with me Blake Bollinger. He is with Fendt Tractor. There is, besides Butler Equipment, near and dear to many of us in the Fargo-Moorhead region, but also the Fendt Lodge is closer than one might expect, and I don't think it's just a five-star resort.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the Fendt Lodge is in Jackson, Minnesota, so that is our North American headquarters for the Fendt brand. If you ever want to do a factory tour or anything like that, you know, feel free to stop by. Just got recently renovated. Kind of a top-to-bottom experience, really cool. You can overlook the factory floor, or if you wanted to walk around to the different stations and learn a little bit more about Fendt, you sure could.
Blake, my dream is to get a busload of my listeners and to do tours like this for yourself and other agribusinesses that are in the North Dakota, Minnesota region. There's a ton. Just put you on my bucket list to get there. I would love that.
Perfect. Yeah, go to Fendt.com. You can actually sign up to get that scheduled.
Suddenly, there's a rush of people leaving the area to run to Fendt, to the Fendt Lodge in Jackson, Minnesota.
It is a pretty cool experience, that's for sure.
Blake, how long have you been with Fendt?
I started in 2014.
All right.
So
have you always been with the tractors, or is this a little change of pace for what you've always done?
Mainly tractors. So I actually started on the service side.
Yeah.
So I was doing dealer support. So if I needed help fixing machinery, stuff like that, would help our field product specialist, or if I needed to, would go out to a machine. After that, I was doing technical training, so got to work on the Fendt tractors, got to kind of know them inside and out in both of those roles. And for me, it was, we own tractors ourselves, right? We run hand cattle too. The depth of detail that goes into the Fendt tractor is something that really amazed me, right? We put the high dollar components in it. We put the high dollar solenoids, the harnessing, all of those things. And what I noticed on the service side was that these machines don't nickel and dime you, right? Sometimes you get to 1,500 hours or 3,000 hours on something else, and you really start to notice the repair bills add up. With the Fendt brand, something that I was passionate about and wanted to be able to help spread on the marketing side was these don't do that, and they go out and they run.
My point in all of this is you have folks that started from the ground up. They understand these machines, and they really understand what a farmer's looking for, because many of you farm as well.
That's exactly right. Yep.
I like to hear that. Blake, thank you for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful event. You have lots of people in here who are kicking the tires, looking at it, and asking great questions. So thanks for the invitation.
Anytime. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Folks, when we return, we are going to be joined by Megan Hansen. She's with North Dakota Farm Bureau. They have an upcoming event we need to hear about, and we'll do that right after this.
It is a busy day here at Commodity Classic down in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you again to Fendt and AgCo, your partner for advanced ag machinery and smart farming solutions. They are making sure that I have an opportunity to see the unveiling of the new Fendt 1000 Fario. I really just am excited about this whole tractor. It's awesome. It's the Gen 4. It's the boldest Fendt tractor yet, because leaders drive Fendt. I am joined next by Megan Hansen. Megan is with North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Farm Bureau's got an upcoming event that I think is worth knowing about. So, Megan, let's get some details from you. What's coming up next with Farm Bureau?
Yes. We're super excited to invite the community to join us for the NDFB Foundation Spring Harmony Gala. We're holding it on March 13th, 2026 at 5 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Hotel. We're very excited. It's our second time holding this gala, but it's still new to us. And we're really excited to kind of bring in both members and also anybody who'd like to support the foundation and the good things that we do. It's kind of a cultivated evening of elegance, but that also helps us celebrate NDFB week.
Okay, I got a lot of questions there. Evening of elegance. So what you're saying is after a long, cold winter, we can dust off our coveralls and put on something maybe a little bit more formal and take it out for this evening.
Absolutely. We encourage everybody to bring out their spouses, have a nice little date night, join us and have some fun while also supporting a good cause.
You know, while we're doing that, as far as supporting a good cause, where do those dollars go? Many of us are familiar with North Dakota Farm Bureau because of the things that you do in this region to help us out, whether it's with the health plans, whether it might be with other forms of insurance, etc. But what happens with the foundation? Because you're raising those dollars, where does that go?
Yes. So a large amount of those money that we raise and everything throughout the year for the foundation goes to support both our student and our ag teacher scholarships, which is really nice that we're able to help people further their education. And we also have our in-classroom programs that are usually for fourth to sixth graders that are a special assignment pizza program, and then also our Living Ag classroom program. Those both are able to go into and teach kids when you have a pizza, your wheat comes from the field. Your dairy and your cheese comes from a cow. It doesn't just come from the grocery store. And so we're very big on teaching kids where their food comes from while also connecting them to those people if possible. And that kind of leads into our Young Farm and Rancher program, as that is our program that we utilize, and we try and help young farmers and ranchers that are either just getting started or they're already started, but they were wanting to help them grow their connections and their kind of knowledge as much as we can with some of our conferences that we put on for them. And we also have our promotion and education committee, and they're the ones who really help create some of those in-classroom opportunities where we're able to help teachers out with different lesson plans that are ag-related and everything that they can take back to their students.
I really feel like Farm Bureau is busy celebrating these days. And give us a little, maybe I'm asking this off the cuff, you didn't have time to prepare for it, but when people hear Farm Bureau, they're not necessarily always sure what are the things that you do, not only on behalf of farmers, but consumers. And we talked a little bit about the education that the foundation does, but what if I'm actively farming? Where does Farm Bureau fit to help me out as a farmer too?
So we do, just as the Farm Bureau instead of the foundation, we do lots of policy work where we help our farmers what they want to see done and get make changes on a state level. We have our county boards where local farmers and ranchers are able to get involved, and they're able to push policy up through the county level to the state level, and then we're able to take it to the national level for with AFBF, which is our large organization behind the Farm Bureau, which is really nice.
But there are some great works that come from North Dakota Farm Bureau. One of your pillars is always about education. We certainly want to give a thank you to the Cass County Farm Bureau organization because they sponsor our Assistant Ag Director internship, where we have students join us every month on air as part of Weather and Ag in Focus. And Megan, with the upcoming fundraiser, your gala, let's run through those details one more time for everybody. Time, date, location, and don't forget to wear your best shoes.
Absolutely, yes. You can come join us for the NDFB Foundation Spring Harmony Gala on March 13th at 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, and we'd love to have you. Cass County is also going to be in attendance, so if you'd like to kind of wine and dine some of those people who are able to help make some of those student opportunities possible, that's available too.
Where can we find some tickets? I would imagine there's an online source.
Yes, we have online tickets and sponsorships available. You can simply go to ndfbfoundation.org and you'll be able to get your tickets there.
Megan, thanks for taking the time to join us today. I greatly appreciate it. I see you're wearing your puffy vest and long sleeves. It's 82 here. Sorry.
It's not 82 here. I'm definitely jealous.
Well, again, thanks for joining us. I greatly appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Well, folks, we have much coming from Commodity Classic this week. And more details, of course, to be sharing. The fact that USDA Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins will be coming in tomorrow, she will be speaking after Weather and Ag in Focus. So that gives me time to get over to her site, get a chance to sit and listen to what she has to say, and then be able to share that with us later in the week. You know how it is. I'm glad she planned around our schedule here for Weather and Ag in Focus. I would have hated to have been preempted by her at this point. There will be lots to show and talk about. I have a feeling that between the educational seminars that I get a chance to sit in on as well, I'll be bringing a lot of notes back. Tomorrow, I am moderating a panel for Acres TV. They're one of our sponsors here with Weather and Ag in Focus. We're doing another one on Friday morning, and you'll be able to see those panels on the Acres TV app. When you download that, it's a free app full of nothing but agricultural content. And thanks to Lighthouse Commodities for making sure that you can watch what we're doing here from YouTube, Facebook, Acres TV. Stay tuned. Jay Thomas, he's coming up next.